Be from Phoenix.
I'm Justice. I'm an alcoholic. Appreciate that. Love y'all too. I do appreciate y'all being here. For real though. I'm really passionate about AA and veterans. Two of my buddies that one was a Marine, one was in the Navy, they both got taken out by this disease within the last, since I've gotten sober. My sobriety date is October 13th of 2016. Forrest and Brian. I went to, I'm kind of probably gonna be all over the place. I was in the Army, I'll just start with that. Stationed up in Alaska, Fort Ridge, Baker Company 3509. I'm gonna take a breath and breathe. Breath is powerful. I start my day, I say a little prayer to myself. I ask God to be my light, to walk with me, be my voice, be my eyes, and be my feet. And as long as I do that every day, usually the days are better than the ones I don't do that. I've learned to do that more and more each day. Sometimes I do it during the day. When I get spun out and all over the place, I say right here, right now, this moment, Peaceful Warrior, it's a movie, and dude's talking to, it's a good movie if you haven't seen it, but dude's talking to his mentor guy in the movie, and he asks him three questions. He says, where are you? And he says, right here. He says, what time is it right now? And what are you this moment? And so I say that over and over to myself sometimes because I get a little spun out. Fast track, whatever. I was raised in a small little country town. We drank real good. Joined the Army, we drank better. Being airborne, it was like, well, we're better than all the lakes, so we're going to drink better than you. You're not in the Army, so we're better than you. Let's drink. I didn't think blackouts were real. I thought everybody was lying until I was blacked out on Fifth Ave in Anchorage, Alaska. Coming to my barracks room. I still don't know how I got to my barracks that night. God was looking out. I deployed in 2011. I was in East Afghanistan, and granted, I probably shouldn't have been allowed in the Army. I might have lied to get in. They let me in, and that's the disease, right? Being manipulative, and so I got in. I passed a drug test like 5 days after I'd done some stuff like that I had been doing for like a year and a half before that, every day, all day. I like stopped for like 4 days. Then I went, had some more of that. Cranberry juice workout. So I get in the Army or whatever, and I fast-tracked through. I was in Fort Benning. Went to airborne school. I went to RASP. I got hurt, so I went through a worldwide, that was our like waiting just on orders. There's a group of us we're supposed to. I had a therapist when I first got sober through the VA, and she told me I'm not allowed to say supposed to. I'm not allowed to say should, because those build expectations and that builds resentment, and resentments take us out. On Friday, my order said North Carolina. There's a group of four of us. We were going to get in the car, drive up to North Carolina from Georgia. Monday morning, RI comes out, and he's like, I'm going to read off 30 extra names. We read the names Friday. My name wasn't called, and I was like, well, I'll catch up with you guys. And he's like, oh, 30 names. You guys are going to leave today, too. Cool. We're standing out there, and, he comes out, I don't know, however long later, we're standing on the rocks just waiting to be told what to do. And he's like, by the way, everybody I called out today, y'all are going to Alaska. You're leaving, you're signing your paperwork out tonight, your flight's tomorrow. Landed in Alaska, it was like -1 when we landed. Like 3 out of 5 people were drunk driving in Alaska, that's statistically. Sun goes down at like 3 p.m, let's start drinking. I was a good soldier, good on my PT test, expert shooter or whatever, and I was in weapons squad, I was our gunner. And but when I was out of uniform, I mean, I'm a hippie from California. What do you guys got? Go home on leave, like I said, cranberry juice and water. I go home for pre-deployment leave or whatever. And I remember I was at my cousin took me to like this football game. I think it was a football game. I don't really remember. I remember that it was a sporting event. And I remember talking to these two dudes. And one dude was in the Navy, or I'm pretty sure he was in the Navy. And we were talking, and I was smoking that green alcohol. And he was like, "Aren't you in?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Aren't you deploying?" I was like, "Yeah, that's why I'm smoking, bro." Like, I mean, you know, I didn't know if I was going to come back. I didn't want to come back. I wanted to stay there, you know. And so I get back on deployment, or I get back on pre-deployment leave, and first day I wake up, like 4 a.m., you know, work it solid, 5th P in the morning, show up to company, no P test that day. Cool. Well, next morning, woke up late, rushed to downstairs, everybody's in line. I was like, fuck. First P in the morning, went into that cup. I looked at it, I said, "That's a dirty cup." Put it in the box, I said, "Don't pick me." You know, and then we deploy. And then one of my buddies was, we were on a mission. We stopped at some FOB or whatever, and I saw him in the DFAC, and he was like, I was like, what are you doing here? Because like our platoon, we got detached to another company or whatever, so we got split up with our dudes. But we showed up to DFAC, and I saw Vogel in there, and he was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm getting kicked out. And I was like, oh shit. And he told me for what or whatever. And, you know, I was like, cool. Well, I mean, I haven't got my name called yet, so maybe they didn't pick my cup. And you know, I first mission out, the other gunner got hurt, so I was our only gunner. So I went out every day, from like mid December until I got called into the office. I got put up for Soldier of the Cycle in RC East. You know, like I said, when I was in uniform, I was good at it. And we're alcoholics, right? We're good at what we do. And so, you know, we come back from mission one day, and I'm sitting in the, I'm cleaning my weapon, just chilling. Sergeant Shad comes in, he's like, "Grow, you gotta go see Platoon Sergeant Lieutenant Lee." He's like, "What the fuck did you do?" I was like, "I didn't do it." I was like, "What are you talking about?" I thought they were messing with me. He's like, "You gotta go see First Sergeant." And so he's like, "Leave your weapon right there." My buddy was in the room, so whatever. And, we start walking, and we get over to First Sergeant's office. I wait right here by the door, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, you know, I was like, why do they want to talk to me? I was like, maybe I got the award, you know, my ego. And I'm like sitting there, and I'm like, okay, you know, keep it cool. I go in there, and First Sergeant starts asking me my name, my rank, and how to spell everything. So in the back of my head, I was like, holy shit, maybe I got this award. And it was between me, a truck driver, and a cook, and like I said, my job, my title, whatever, I was like, yeah, no, there's no reason why I shouldn't get that award. And which is crazy in itself to think. And he's like, "What'd you do November 17th? And I was like, "I have no idea, for sure." And he's like, "Do you test positive?" I said, "I guess so." And he's like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "Well, if that's what it says, you know." They took my items away. I got sent to another FOB with nothing on me. But like I said, I was a good soldier, so I got looked out for, and they attached me to the FOB mayor, and I got to, like, I didn't get on, like, shitbag duty. I got put on, like, halfway shitbag duty. So I'm over there for a little while, and then, you know, I come back, and I get back from Afghanistan, and I guess I did my, like, 60 days later, I was a civilian. I let my family down, I let my town down, I let myself down. I didn't want to move back home, so I moved to Washington State. You know, and like going on the whole God concept, like I was raised Catholic. Are we keeping time? I don't even know what time I started.
You got about 4 more minutes.
Okay, word. I'll just fast track. So like I said, let my family down, let myself down, let my community down, whatever. So let me just put everything and everything in front of me. And I got put, I was ASAP, so alcohol substance abuse program, or Army substance abuse program. That was like when I got first introduced. And then I started seeing this therapist because whatever, and because I got issues. And they She told me to go to this NA meeting, and I went to an NA meeting on the east side of town. I was like, well, I haven't done that stuff yet. I don't got a problem. I'm just a hippie doing all this psychedelics and drinking, so, like, I'm cool. You know, and then a few years later, like, the 5 years up until 2012 to 2016, I lived in six states. I drove through 40, lived out of my car, slept on top of rocks, slept out of tents. At the end of it, I was sleeping with an AR-15 under my body pillow, two pits under my bed, and selling a bunch of stuff across everywhere just to feed my addiction. I wasn't making no money. I was making drugs so I could use them. You know, and, like, it's crazy. And really, like, the last 2 years of my using, like, you know, that whole, I wanted to be sober, this or that, and I had a really good conversation with God one day. You know, and a week later, my mom passes away. And I'm like, well, fuck. I was like, I'm not in the military no more, and I can't speak to my mom no more, so what the fuck am I going to do? And usually I try not to curse during my shares, but I feel y'all get it, and I'm passionate right now. So I'm letting it out. Like I said, so, you know, and that was, I was living in Kentucky. That was where the last of it was. It was about tomorrow, 3 years ago, I got arrested. I bit my head. I have a bunch of tattoos. I was wearing karate pants. I was really mad. I was on a bunch of stuff. I was mad at my roommate at the time, and I wanted to take his head off because he didn't get it, and he was being disrespectful to some people, and I don't like that. And so I went on a run, and I started yelling. I was crazy, whatever, and I was really mad. Like, we had 4th of July, they shut down the whole town, have fireworks. We didn't get our fireworks. Cops get called or whatever, and they started... Situation happens, and they start like pulling on this girl because she was a little drunk, being belligerent. I felt that they weren't doing their job correctly because I'm military and I know better than them, and I'm, you know, on stuff. And so I come down in jail, and I'm sitting in jail, and I'm like, if I ever get out of here, I gotta do something different. That was, like, you know, foxhole prayer. So a couple months later, I get back to California. I check back into the VA. That's what the judge told me, go back to the VA. VA gave me a counselor. She said, you could go to this meeting, tell them you hate it here, you don't want to be here, and you're being forced to come, but I want you to go. So I picked a 10 p.m. candlelight meeting, Fellowship Hall, Monterey, California. It's a great meeting. Beautiful room. There's candlelights down the table and Christmas lights across the top. And when I was overseas, we had Christmas lights, and my mom always had candles, so I felt like I came home. I've been coming back ever since. Like I said, that was October 13th, 2016. It was like 2 weeks before that, but I drank because of this or that. But that's my sobriety date. You know, like I said, Forrest and Brian, it was cool. Like, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see all these people. Brother, you guys, that two in the military right now, appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, Chet. And anybody else that didn't stand up, you know. It's cool because, like, I was at Praza this last year. And, I mean, I'll just end with this. I was at Praza. We talked about our veterans and active military, minority, group, and absolutely, because Native Americans, we could see each other, Asians, black, white, whatever, we can all see each other, right? Whatever we identify as military, we're good at blending in. And, so I just appreciate y'all being here. When we see each other, we got to look out for each other. Thank you.